miles away. When I installed the prototype on the front of our house, my wife Erin threw me a curveball. "This makes me feel safe," she said. She said it was my best invention yet. Seriously? I didn't think Erin would hate it, but I hadn't expected her to love it. She'd seen decades worth of inventions and ideas from me and my occasional collaborators, like unsubscribe.com, exactly what it sounds like, which automatically drops you from unwanted email lists. I couldn't figure out how to monetize it, but at least I made my investors their money back. I did Simulscribe, renamed PhoneTag, which turns voicemails to text. You probably use some of its technology today. Did okay, not great, but at least I made my investors their money back. I did PokeDepoke, later called Lasso, a service that alerts you when your conference call is starting. No success, but at least I was never again late to a conference call. I did Slow Down Asshole, a motion-activated, battery-operated camera and speed monitor positioned on front lawns to film passing cars. Videos of those that speed, their IDs traceable via license plate, would be uploaded to a public webpage. Never got past the planning stage, did register the URL though. A company called Flock more or less does this today. As I write, they're worth $7 billion. I tried to bring inexpensive long-distance calling to Eastern Europe and Africa via Voice over Internet Protocol, VOIP, but encountered challenges like being chased by police on a Caribbean island and barely missing a presidential assassination while installing a satellite receiver in Kinshasa. Skype did something very similar. eBay bought them for $2.6 billion. I did SnapGarden, modular gardening tiles for the urban dwellers. You've probably seen commercials for similar home gardening products. Another success missed. Erin was not thrilled with that one. My research and development involved pools of water on tables in our backyard, attracting hordes of mosquitoes. Oh, and there's my first ever invention. The summer after fourth grade, the perfect example that necessity is the mother of invention. We endured humid New Jersey summers without air conditioning, so I jerry-rigged a blanket through which ice water was pumped. A company called 8Sleep does this today, worth $1 billion. Do I sound like someone with ADHD who works hard and ends up with only singles or 500-foot foul balls, who watches as other entrepreneurs get the most out of good ideas? That might be true, all of it. But I do have one trait above all. I never stop. I'd built the doorbell prototype because with all that inventing going on in my garage-turned-lab behind our home in Pacific Palisades, a neighborhood at the west edge of Los Angeles, I was missing deliveries because I couldn't hear the doorbell ring. And my cell phone sometimes didn't get a signal. As with my fourth-grade cooling blanket, I was just trying to solve a problem I personally faced. I assumed there was a video doorbell on the market already. I had just gotten an iPhone and figured I'd find something that worked on it. I went to Best Buy, Home Depot, Staples, Amazon.com. Nothing. How was I the first person with the problem? Come on, some enterprising inventor must have devised a solution, right? The closest I could find was a cheap battery-operated wireless doorbell with a speaker that plugged into an outlet in the house. The signal didn't even reach the garage. As an inventor, I was always more self-taught MacGyver than trained engineer, so I built my own crude version of a Wi-Fi video doorbell. I bought an off-the-shelf Wi-Fi camera, made a housing for it with a 3D printer, removed our doorbell, plugged the camera into an outlet, and glued the whole ugly thing next to the front door. When someone pressed the button, I could open the camera app on my iPhone, see my visitor on screen, even talk with them. Problem solved. I was more excited about Erin letting me keep it on the house than I was by the possible ramifications of her enthusiastic reaction. Another person who believed my doorbell was more than just a doorbell, my friend Diego Burdekin, a brilliant entrepreneur, USC professor, and the single smartest person I know. For months, he and I had been talking about developing a security system to protect the home with motion sensors, door and window sensors, and an intercom with built-in cameras that would call the homeowner if something was amiss when they were away. Our working title was House Ninja. We suspected it could do well, maybe really well, because A, startups and bigger companies were just beginning to make smart home applications like Nest, which had gotten everyone's attention with its smart thermostat. And B, who doesn't care about safety and security? The alarm company ADT was the Coca-Cola of the home security.